It is the show called J-Pop vs. Metal. I think it's obvious why that's the name. And that's what matters. Last week, over the week, I think I have... What's happening? I conclusively proved that... the hell was that? I proved that over 70% of the listeners subscribed to the podcast are hate listeners. So, but I'm not going to let that bother me. I'm going to focus on the positive, which is not really a metal thing. But I'm going to focus on that, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter why you're listening. Because, I mean, everybody, whether you're listening to the show because you like the show and you like the music and you like the talking, or you hate, maybe you hate one of those things. Maybe you like the music and you hate the talking, or you like the talking and hate the music, I don't know. But it's whichever one it is. Or you just don't feel like showing that you're ashamed that you like the show, and you don't want anyone to see on Facebook that you like the show. That can be whatever the case is. Whatever the circumstance, I just want everyone listening to know that I can easily defeat you in physical combat. Now, why would I say that? Seems like that could anybody could be listening. Doesn't seem like a good thing to say. But the fact is that over the years, this shouldn't be hard to believe. I have successfully talked myself into physical confrontation, which sometimes escalates into a full-on brawl. And I don't win these fights. I've never won a fight in my life. Not one. Never won it. Usually, I just kind of absorb damage until the other person gets bored. I don't really... it's hard to get me on the ground. I've got a low center of gravity. And I can just take punches. It doesn't matter. So I'm not worried, but anyway, I've gotten off track a little bit. Oh, but the thing about all this is, my confidence is unaffected. I can make that statement fully confident that I can say those words. It doesn't really mean anything. Because maybe no one is listening, I don't know. Maybe there's not a lot of English. Maybe people don't know English, and they're listening, and it's just they're just kind of grooving on the sounds, the rhythms of the syllables. You know what I mean? So that's cool too. I can dig that. I just thought of that one. I wasn't thinking of that before. You heard? Whoa. You heard a short set today. I'm a little pressed for time because of the time change here in the Eastern Standard Time Zone of the United States, where I am. I don't need to give you that information. Wind Hand at the top of the set, Light in the Dark from the most recent one. Yulipe, Yuri Urano is the producer's name. Retouch from the Retouch EP. Get that on Bandcamp. Pay what you want. Maybe you get it for free. I don't know. That's your call. Atheist, Piece of Time, from the same album that has that name, Piece of Time. You know that album. It's about time. It's other things, probably. Perfume, Clockwork, from Level 3. I played that recently, I think. But it's a good song. And it's about clocks. Next obvious segue would be into Meshuggah's Clockworks. But just checked and I don't have the files for that. You gotta buy it on CD, you can't buy the files. So, I gotta get the CD, I guess. Car Bomb after that, Anti-Patterns. Because, I mean, really, I thought of this before, and you don't always want to go with the most obvious thing. Sometimes you do. That's the thing about this show. Sometimes it's obvious, sometimes you don't know what. See, if it was the non-obvious thing every time, you would know what's coming next. It would be the least thing you suspect. Be like, oh, you know what's going to come next? I don't know. How would you predict that? That doesn't really work. I should have thought that out before I started that sentence, but here we are. And also, I don't want to get too into the themes. I probably should not get too much into the theme, because then I play the song Car Bomb and people think I'm making a car bomb. And that's bad. Because you've got to separate the art from the artist. I just thought of the other day that people are using that in a totally new way. It seems like an old expression, but usually, like, we didn't used to know that much about artists. You know what I mean? You know, it's like if you're at the library and, like, something you're looking for, whatever you're looking for, it's the library. It's your own business. It's not posted online, what you get at the library. Private files. You can look at books. You can take them out. Nobody knows. You don't have to tell them. It's a good idea, maybe sometimes. So whatever you're looking for is your own business. But something catches your eye. There's a book on the table. Looking through it, it's a book of watercolors. I'm like, hey, this is some nice stuff. It's looking through it. And then, like, who made this? Who did these lovely watercolor paintings? And it turns out it's literally Adolf Hitler. And then it's like, oh, geez. I think differently about this. And then someone comes like, hold on there. You got to separate the art from the artist. Look at these lovely brush strokes and everything. And I'm like, wait a minute. That's a little too far, don't you think? This is literally Hitler. Don't you think that's a little too far? Like, oh, you gotta separate the art from the artist. Look at the colors. And that, there's an argument to be made there. Just a little, right? So people like to argue sometimes, just for the sake of doing it. And, but that's not really what that expression means. The expression used to mean that we don't think Stephen King, for example, is a killer clown. Because we're separating the art from the artist. He didn't write that story because he's secretly a killer clown. He just thought it was a good story. Right? So, I'm not building a car bomb. I don't have a car bomb. There's no car bomb. I mean, there's somewhere, probably. At any given time, there's probably a car bomb somewhere. It's not near me. Probably. I hope not. I don't want the car bomb near me. Jesus Christ, it's almost time. I try to get this thing out on midnight, or I just skip the week. But is it midnight? I mean, is it really midnight? It's midnight here, but should I give myself another hour? I'm not going to, but what is midnight? That's the question for next week. Think about that during the week. Think about it. That's your thought for the week that you'll think about. Or you probably won't, because all of the subscribers are, someone made a bot to just subscribe to podcasts so that people think they have podcasts. That listeners? Maybe that's iTunes. Maybe, but it's not iTunes anymore. Whatever it is. Well, so people are subscribed to the feed. There's subscribers on the feed. And there's a number that goes up and down. But is that just a bunch of bots? There's just a script running that makes people think that they have podcast listeners just to perpetuate the podcast audience artificially inflating. That's disturbing. Just wasting my time here doing something creative. Johnny.